Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, I have been going first trying bone broth. Yes, that's right. I have been drinking it and trying it out for my wellness, and I've been really excited by the results. And so I am even more excited to have Melissa Bologna on today's show, who is the founder of the company The Beauty and the Broth. So we're going to get into it more in the show, but she makes these great shelf-stable bone broth concentrates that you can take anywhere and drink or add to your recipes. They are delicious. They're really well formulated, really smart. I love everything about it. We're going to go into the 101 of why you even want to drink bone broth. Like, what is even that thing? So we are going to talk about all of that on today's show. I can't wait to dive into that. But first, you guys, did you know that if you go over to MackenzieCoppa.com/Amazon, it will take you to the list of all the things that I have recommended over the years. So we've got everything there from makeup to skincare to stress relief stuff. We've got books. We've got all kinds of favorites lists over there that you can get to super simply just by going to MackenzieCoppa.com/Amazon and checking out all of the different things that I love. So if you're like, oh, I can't remember what Mackenzie said she really liked for stress management with a weighted blanket, well, most likely we have that linked over on Amazon. So head on over there, MackenzieCoppa.com/Amazon, and you're going to be able to find so many of those different things that I love to use and are a big part of my life. But for right now, let's dig into this episode with Melissa Bologna, talking all about the beauty and the broth and how this can really benefit not only our health, but also our skin. Welcome, Melissa.
Hello. How's it going, Mackenzie?
It is going well. The sun is shining here in the Pacific Northwest, which has been rare for the past, 8 months? So, you know, it's nice to have some sunshine finally. And I am so excited to talk with you today because I think that you really hit on sort of like the best of both worlds of stuff that I like to talk about. You've got both the wellness side and the beauty side. And so I am so excited to dive into this today. But for people who aren't familiar with who you are, would you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Absolutely. My name is Melissa Bologna, and I am the founder and CEO of Beauty and the Broth, which is the first of its kind USDA organic shelf stable no preservatives bone broth concentrate for beauty from the inside out.
I love that. And I'm so excited about it. I have tried your products. You guys sent me some. They are so good. But before we even go there, like, I would love to like back it way up to what you did before you started your business. And then like how this even came about. You were like, I know, I want to like go into broth.
This is the best part. And I still laugh about it. You know, I make jokes to my friends, like, I'll just be selling broth this week. Like, so I went to school for international marketing and business many, many moons ago, not to age myself. And then while I was in school, I was taking acting classes. And when I graduated, I said to myself, you know, I'm going to take a year or two off to move to LA and try and be an actress, since a lot of my peers in school were taking the year or two off to travel. I did what I said I would. I went to LA. And from there, I did over 20 films and TV shows, as well as modeling. So that was my full-blown career for about, I want to say, like 8 years.
Okay.
I went from 1 to 2 years to a fruitful eight.
That's awesome.
And I absolutely love doing it. And it's a big part of who I am. And to be honest with you, I think doing that has really, really helped me with my current career of broth. And the reason why this came about is, well, for starters, when I was a kid, I had chronic digestive issues. I was in and out of the hospital and they could not figure out what was wrong. But, you know, about, gosh, let's see, like 17 years ago at this point, gut health and everything wasn't as much of a thing as it is now.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until a couple of years ago on set, where I was just feeling generally unwell, very bloated, very fatigued. I felt a lack of purpose just because I had this very bad brain fog. And to me, health used to be, you know, oh, okay, well, I look skinny, so I'm good.
Yeah.
And no, it's so much more. And I realized it in that very moment when I felt very unmotivated. Mm-hmm. So my sister, who was living in New York at the time, kept trying to get me to try bone broth because in New York, it was widely popular. And at first I wouldn't even try it because of the name. And I just thought it was so bizarre. One of her little, you know, witch doctor things. And then I finally tried it and I'm like, okay, this actually tastes good. It doesn't taste like how I thought it would. And then I kept having it. And not only did it clear up my digestive issues, it got rid of my brain fog, which really, really shocked me because that's not why I drank it. I drank it for, you know, my gut health and inflammation. Mm-hmm. And it got rid of my brain fog. And at the time I didn't know why. Now I obviously do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm someone who has gotten Botox since I'm 25 years old, just like a little bit as a preventative. Mm-hmm. And whenever it would wear off, you would see the lines next to my eyes in full force where I'm like, I have to go to the doctor. So upon drinking bone broth, that timer from the lines also went away. Hmm. So after all these items kept happening, I obviously became completely sold, went to continue my routine in LA, where I found there was a huge lack of bone broth, which really surprised me because LA to me is the center of health and wellness.
Yeah.
So the fact that in New York, it was so readily available and not in California, that's where the idea came from. And then I tried all the others on the market and it was like the three little bears where some were too gamey, some were too weak. So I really wanted to make one that was just right and could perfectly and easily integrate into someone's daily routine.
Mm-hmm. Well, which is just what you've done. I love that it's shelf stable. It just comes so easily accessible. When I've had it, you know, I use a French press to make my coffee. And so I have just a little, you know, water kettle that I keep on my counter. And it's just as easy, probably even easier to make this versus my coffee that I was making in the morning. And it just like you feel like you're nourishing yourself when you drink it. And, you know, I compare it to like, it's like chicken soup, you know, like chicken soup for the soul. Like I always say that, you know, like there really are so many healing properties, especially when it's not like, and I think for me, I have been into more crunchy things for, you know, 2 decades now. I think my mom was always looking at alternative health things for me when I was in middle school and high school, because I had a lot of those same issues like you were talking about. And I had chronic sinus infections and all of these things where my mom was going, okay, traditional medicine isn't working. It's just kind of trying to mask the problem or take care of it afterward. And we need to start getting to the root causes of things. And so I think that kind of started my brain on that mindset. And then once I had kids, I was definitely looking like I really kind of overhauled my life as far as all of that went. But yeah. I feel like a lot of those things, even I was cutting out, like, you know, making sure I was using cleaner skincare and cleaner house cleaners and, you know, stuff like that. But going from that inside out perspective has been one of the harder ones because I'm a picky eater and, you know, whatever.
For but sure.
Something like this is so easy to implement. And so I would love to, like, let's just talk about, okay, so you decided this is amazing. I want to start this business. How did you then go about getting it rolling?
It was very, very funny. I wish I recorded it. I literally started off, you know, on Google, Googling, how do you start a business?
Yeah.
And I realized the first step was getting an LLC and mm-hmm. making a whole lot of phone calls. And I knew I was going to have to do a bunch of research and development. So I started calling a bunch of farms to source their bones. And you heard some chuckles on the other end of the phone being like, man, we have a deal with Whole Foods. And I was like, oh, okay. and then I found, this is funny, you know, because I'm also very cost sensitive. I like to get the best price on things
mm-hmm.
and obviously the best stuff. So I wanted, you know, organic bones, grass fed, the whole thing. And they actually have all gone up in price because, you know, people now realize it's Powers.
Yes.
So they were very expensive to find. And the best price I found, funny enough, were at the butcher at the farmer's market in the Grove in Los Angeles. Yeah, seriously, like by far. So I would go there, get the bones, do a bunch of testing. Then I found a website, this is funny, called meetachef.com. Oh. And I found this incredible girl, Alini, who is a nutritionist and Ayurveda specialist that helped me to develop these recipes. And then at first I thought I was getting an offsite kitchen and that I was going to produce it myself. And I thought I was going to have a storefront. And I quickly learned that that was not the route, as there was a ton of major overhead expenses. Mm-hmm. And anytime I was at that kitchen dealing with problems, I was taking away from my business. I was already having problems with cooks. I pulled the plug on the kitchen, lease signed and everything, realized I needed a co-packer. And it wasn't until it took a while to isolate the co-packing facilities because not a lot of people want to make the broth because it's such a demanding cook time on the stove to do it right.
Yeah.
And that's when I visited them right before COVID broke out. And that's when I discovered this concentrated format that to me is the complete, that and the shelf stability is like the home run of the business. And that's where I discovered this concentrated format upon visiting them, because the cup that comes in our packaging, that was our initial packaging. And I would literally have nightmares of it leaking in a woman's purse. The cup would sweat. What are people going to do with all these cups? So then it became a nice gift in the box after I discovered this concentrated format and seeing that, you know, it solves the issue as well as the weak broths that are on the market, that in just 3 ounces, it's 25 times stronger than a cup of broth and still 2.5 times stronger when you dilute it with 8 ounces of water.
Yeah.
So to me, I love that because it's very customizable and very, very potent. So you're not skimping on any benefit. So you use it as you will, whether it's throwing and cooking or making a beverage out of it. So that to me was an unintended miracle to, on this path of creating this company. And, when you do create a company, I feel like that's how it happens. I feel like you need to go through the journey and then what will be, but it's probably not what you originally thought.
Yeah, no, I think that's so true. And it does make it very unique that you guys have that ability to have this concentrate that is so good for you, but so easy. Like people can, like you said, throw it in their purse, take it to work with them. As long as you have hot water that you can access, like it's just so simple to have it on the go. You can travel with it. You can whatever, and be able to like keep those nutrients with you. And so I love the ease of the product along with how good for you it is. Okay, ladies, these days it feels like almost every show I watch is a copy of something else. You can almost quote the next line before they even say it, which I do often, and then I'm like, called it, and my kids get really annoyed with me. But that doesn't happen when I watch Acorn TV. It's the best place to get shows from Britain, Ireland, Australia, and beyond. Everything I watch feels new and original, and there's something new to discover every week. Acorn TV is the largest commercial-free British streaming service that features compelling stories, exclusive premieres, and originals you won't find anywhere else. Acorn TV has hundreds of exclusive shows from around the world, including award-winning mysteries, dramas, comedies, history, and so much more. The series you find on Acorn TV are cleverly written, visually striking, and feature renowned actors and hosts like David Tennant and Mary Berry. They've got a whole bunch of new stuff coming out this spring, like Agatha Raisin, which is an Acorn TV original. Ashley Jensen returns as Britain's funniest, most fashionable country sleuth in this delightful private detective series. This all-new season includes 4 new mysteries based on the best-selling novels of M.C. Beaton. It has been described as cozy and reliably entertaining, comically whimsical, and we could all use a little bit more of that right now. Can I get an amen? And you can get thousands of hours of new and enthralling content like this on Acorn TV for a fraction of the cost compared to other streaming services at just $5.99 a month. And I love that it's not only an amazing price with really fun content, but I can also watch it anywhere. If I start it on my TV and then my kids want to watch something different, I can finish it on my phone or my computer or wherever. And because it streams, I can just pick it up on whatever device I'm currently using. So you guys, for original shows from Britain and beyond, Acorn TV has them all. You're going to love it like I do. So try Acorn TV free for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and using my promo code LIVEWELL. But you have to enter that code in all lowercase letters. So that's acorn.tv, promo code LIVEWELL in lowercase letters to get your first 30 days for free. Acorn.tv, code LIVEWELL.
Yeah, for sure. Even that cup that comes with it, it's made out of mostly rice husks, BPA free, and it's microwave safe. So even if there's not hot water wherever you are, then you need a microwave.
Yeah. Just, it's so easy wherever you go, you're probably going to be able to access something to be able to utilize it, which I think is awesome. So let's, obviously we've kind of hit on it, but I want to like deep dive into all of these different benefits. I mean, you talk about them on your website and you've talked about how your personal experience has been with it, but obviously you were saying you did a lot more research after seeing all of these benefits for you. And I think that, I think I get my brain clouded because, like I said, I've been doing this, you know, more naturally minded things for, you know, 20 years. But so I think like, oh, it's normal. Everyone knows about bone broth or, you know, these things. But then I get questions from people where they're like, now, wait, what is this? And why would I drink that? And I realize like, oh, not everyone has this background in these more naturally minded things like I do. And so like, if we just go back to like the very 101 of why this is so beneficial for you, like, Can we start there so people can understand why in the world they would even want to drink bone broth to begin with?
Yes, absolutely. So to me, I like things when they're logical and they make sense. Yeah. And when I found out that bone broth was used in the days of the cavemen, it made a lot of sense to me. They used all of the animal for food, shelter, clothing, down to the bones as a healing elixir in the broth that they made. And why do they call it healing elixir? Well, we will get into that now. To me, bone broth is a two-part beneficial. One is the broth itself, and the second part is the physical gut. So bone broth to me, it's purpose built for the gut, and you get all the benefits of a healed gut when you drink bone broth. So why bone broth itself? When you drink it and you have bad digestion, there's holes that form inside of your gut, and then food seeps through caused by bad digestion. And then cells go to fight these food particles thinking that they are invaders. And it makes you very sick and very inflamed and could eventually lead to chronic illness. So what bone broth does when you obviously swallow it, it goes through your gut and it literally fills in those holes. So it makes food seamlessly go through your gut and it gives it almost like a velvet lining. So that alone is kind of a miracle, because what other food or drink is literally lining your gut and in turn pumping it with gelatin, amino acids, nutrients. So that to me is the biggest moment for bone broth.
Well, and I think a lot of people, they don't realize like how many of us have gut issues. Like so many things in our bodies that we are dealing with can be centered around your gut, which I think are ties that have just been coming more to the surface probably in the last 5 to 10 years, where they're really realizing like, oh my goodness, this, your gut affects your brain. It affects like every other part of your body. And most of us have leaky guts from all of the, just the environmental toxins we've been exposed to and all the antibiotics a lot of us have had, especially I think if you grew up like 80s, 90s, there were so many antibiotics that got thrown at us as kids. It was like the cure-all answer. And there's so much damage that did to our guts that they just didn't realize. I don't think they hand them out quite as much like candy like they did back then, but it did a lot of damage to our insides and so many mental health issues and so much stuff that you wouldn't ever think could be linked to your gut truly is. And so when you start like filling in those holes, like you were talking about, it's not only helping your digestion, but it's helping all these other parts of your body that I'm sure you're going to go into more, but it's, I don't think people realize that so many other symptoms that they are encountering can all be traced back to their gut health.
It's so true. And that was really, really well said. And your gut, it's alarming how much it's responsible for.
Yeah.
It's responsible for when you have anxiety, depression. I talked to people who have tried everything to treat anxiety and depression, and it wasn't until they completely cleansed their gut that they kicked it.
Yeah.
85% of your immunity comes from your gut. So that's very big. And I always obviously say good skin comes from the gut. Mm-hmm. When you have bad skin, it's always showing up from your diet via your gut. So the fact that bone broth goes in and pumps you with natural occurring collagen, where the collagen in bone broth is actually smaller than that in face cream. And with that collagen, it's also massive because your body stops producing collagen in your early 30s. So your body's done making collagen. Yeah. So, and it starts to deplete over time. And that's not only your skin scaffolding effectively, that's also for your joints.
Yeah.
So it's really, really important to get a good source of collagen. And, you know, collagen powders is a hot topic, but you need to think twice and really, really know that your gut is absorbing it. And to me, the best way to receive collagen is through bone broth that's actually truly absorbed in your gut.
Well, it's not been broken down in any way either. I love a good collagen powder, but when you can get that source where it's not been dried, you're not rehydrating it, you're not doing anything, it is like the goods right there. It's obviously going to be more beneficial, more effective, more absorbable into your system.
Totally. Totally. So that's a big one for me, the whole collagen aspect, gut lining. And then, you know, they say the expression gut feelings, that's because also emotions come from your gut. Which is crazy. Like, I didn't know any of this. And they call your gut the second brain. And it's no wonder why. It's responsible for a lot of things. And bone broth is also beneficial for weight loss in the sense that it helps curb cravings. Whenever I want to go indulge in cookies, or I do a workout and I want to eat everything in sight because I'm so hungry after the workout, I have bone broth and it shakes the kick for the sweets I want. And it also makes me feel full and satisfied. And then I just want like a lighter dinner or whatever meal I'm on at that moment in time. So that's a huge benefit. It aids too in promoting sleep. And of course, hair and nails, which is part of the whole collagen tout. But to me, all the benefits of bone broth lie within lining the gut and gut health.
Yeah. And would you specifically speak to, because you also mentioned this on your website, like how it then in turn is able to help with your energy?
Yes. So it gives you natural energy because it's very high in amino acids. So you have all the proteins that are readily available for you. So your body's thriving off that and fueling off of the good fat. Where, you know, bone broth's pretty, at least ours is pretty low in carbs, but your body loves to burn fat as fuel. So it gives you a bit of natural energy and at the same time helps you sleep better, which is, I find, ironic, but also amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I mean, there's just like so many things that as you start addressing these core issues, it filters out into the rest of your body in so many ways. The brain clarity too, I think that is something that so many of us struggle with. And like you were even just mentioning over the energy, like we need those healthy fats in our system. We've had this this incorrect thinking for so long in our country that like the less fat is good for you and that's going to make your body function better. And that's actually so not true. Like we really need healthy fats. Like you've got to be careful about what fats they are. You know, we don't need canola oil and all that kind of thing. We need the healthy fats, but that is such a key part of getting things working correctly, is having those fats in our system and kind of like lubing up your brain and your joints. Yeah. And like you need it to function. It's just like with a car, you need oil. Same with your body.
No, it's so true. And when it cleared up my brain fog, I could not believe it. And that was all tied to gut health. When you have brain fog, you have to look internally and see what's causing it. And it's always going to be some sort of poor digestion or an unhealed gut. And like you touched upon earlier, you know, we all have it to some extent, obviously some more than others. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things in this world you can't control, like the air. Even you have to be careful with water bottles, the plastic and the water in the bottles. So there's, but obviously you're on the go. You're not just going to like micromanage yourself about your water in a, you know, in a plastic bottle. So you just have to, really take care of your gut and making sure you're giving it as much love as you possibly can to avoid all these outside factors.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with what you're saying, because I think a lot of us, you know, to varying degrees, try to control what factors are impacting us, but there's, you know, if that can't be your whole focus, if you can't be like a wellness Instagrammer whose whole life is surrounding these things and that's all you do all day long, you know, there's a certain amount of just real life that happens with us. And when there's something as simple as this to be able to make a really big impact, I just think like it's a no-brainer. Of course, like, oh, I can just drink this thing and it's going to help so many of the, anything else I do is just going to add on top of doing something this simple. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's too, what I like about it. I love to call bone broth the gateway drug.
Yeah.
And to me, it really is, because I was never the healthy girl. I would almost brag that I would have chicken parm a couple nights a week. And you know, people have like a cheat day or two a week. I had like a health day or two a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't go and work out. I, you know, just stayed naturally thin. And, you know, I'm an active person. I like to bike and walk and what have you, but I was not that person. And I'm telling you, drinking bone broth, like I'm still an everything in moderation girl, but drinking bone broth has, because it's cleared up my brain fog, because it's helped with my digestive issue, it's made my body naturally make better decisions when eating, when drinking, and even what exercising. And to me, that's crazy, because I was as stubborn as they come in that department.
Yeah. All right, ladies, you know that I love skincare so much that I think it's really important to find products that consider your overall well-being, not just your skin, but that your skin is part of your overall health. And that is exactly what I have found with Marad's products. Marad was founded by Dr. Howard Marad, who made a skincare line that is clinically proven, cruelty-free, and meets the meticulous standards for safety, efficacy, and care that you'd expect from a doctor. But also, with Dr. Marad being a board-certified dermatologist and trained pharmacist who is recognized around the world as a visionary for his unmatched scientific innovations, he is also an authority on holistic wellness and stress management. Because, hello, of course, what happens in all of our bodies is reflected in our skin, and our stress definitely has an impact on the way we are looking. I mean, who has ever felt like they looked haggard from life? I know I have. And Dr. Marad is the first dermatologist to make the connection between mind, body, health, and skincare. Dr. Marad has always said that skincare is healthcare, which I absolutely love. Marad is known for their line of acne products, but also has high performance heroes like Rapid Dark Spot Correcting Serum and their gentle but effective Retinol Youth Renewal Serum. I've been using that line and absolutely loving it. I think it's having an amazing effect on my skin. And then I love that Murad is also going to teach you about how to reduce stress, how to help your skin, because they have taken things a step farther beyond just their line of products, and they have created a digital magazine and a podcast called Well Connected by Murad, which helps you connect the dots between science and wellness. They have stories on the skin, the body, and the mind, with headlines like Love Yourself and Stay Hydrated, 7 Korean Mom Skincare Tips, things that you're actually going to be able to use and become more knowledgeable about. And the first season of the podcast includes guest appearances from Charlotte Zoller and Dr. Muneeb Shah, among many others. Murad's efficacious skincare products can be found at Sephora, Ulta, and Murad.com, and you can find their digital magazine at wellconnected.murad.com and the podcast Well Connected by Murad wherever you listen to your podcasts, like where you listen to this show. But I also want to let you know that if you go right to Murad.com and purchase their products from the actual site, then you can get 20% off anything on the website by using the code LIVEWELL. And if you place an order over $60, you can also get free shipping. So again, just go right to Murad.com, use my promo code LIVEWELL to get 20% off. And if you spend over $60, then you get free shipping. So head on over to Murad.com today. And it's amazing when you start doing that, how you really start to notice your body more, because I think a lot of us walk through life and it's kind of, we're not super in tune with how our bodies feel, I guess is how I think of a lot of Americans. I think that's pretty standard, that we just kind of like, oh, I don't feel well, I'll go to the doctor, or, you know, whatever. But we don't really kind of try to pinpoint those issues or figure out those things. I mean, I remember, you know, I'd had my first baby, and then my second baby I had with a midwife and a doula. And I remember, you know, I took different birthing classes and they said, well, listen to your body. And I was like, what the heck do you even mean? Like, I've been through labor before. It just hurt. There was no like listening to my body. But then I remember like doing things so differently the second time, and then being like, oh, I get what they mean now. Like, I feel this here, so I need to move this way. And it was the first time that kind of started triggering for me, like, oh, how much have I just not been paying attention to what is going on and just masking things with ibuprofen or whatever. And I think that was a big eye opener to me to start being like, oh, well, if I have this pain in my stomach, well, what is that? You know, like, is it my kidney? Is it my liver? Is it my intestines? Like, when you really start thinking about, well, what are these issues that I'm dealing with? How is my body actually operating? And you start waking up to that, then you're able to actually start addressing what's really going on with you. And so I think that doing something like this, drinking something simple like this every day, getting all of those benefits, it's one of those things that you can start, like you're saying, it's that gateway to, oh, well, what else am I eating that is maybe not making me feel great? I know I had some sugar cravings over this past week, and I realized, because I've not been feeling great, I was like, I had been doing a pretty good job of cutting out sugar. Like, I really didn't have a ton and I wasn't craving it. And then it was like, oh, it's spring, I'm going to have some lemonade tea. It just like, that sounds like, you know, a nice kind of like fruity, refreshing drink. Yeah. But then I was like, oh gosh, like, I could chug this whole bottle, because you start drinking sugar again. And then it just like, it awakens those cravings. And then I started kind of feeling crummy. I was like, oh, well, that's why, you know. And it's that listening to your body. And I think when you do something like this and you start to feel better, then when you do something that feels off, you're like, well, then I guess I know why, like where you maybe didn't notice as much before.
It's true. My sister, she's had a hell of a year, and my sister's, you know, gave me the key to bone growth, right? She's always doing the cutting edge biohacking health and wellness stuff. And like I said, she's had a bad year, and she's, you know, she's the fittest, most healthy. And she's kind of, you know, cheated a bunch with food recently, and she can't believe it. She's like, I checked my Oura Ring. I got 9 hours of sleep last night. I have bags under my eyes. I just did brain mapping, and they say that I have like inflammation on my brain from poor gut health. And this is someone who's gone off the wagon for a couple months due to a bad year. And now she's cut out drinking. She's drinking gallons of water a day. And she's committed to rebooting her gut. And we were like literally talking about this an hour ago, where she was like, oh, I can't walk by these pancakes. It looks too good. And I'm like, well, you know, once you fix your gut, you can have pancakes, not all the time, but once you have a healed gut, you could have some cheats like that. And it's not going to like disrupt your system. But if you have a poor gut and you have it, it does, because you're just building upon itself.
Yep. Totally. And the other crazy part of it is, I think that other part that makes it a gateway, when you start doing stuff that's healthier, it starts changing what your cravings are.
Yep.
And that pancake doesn't even look as appealing anymore.
It's so true. And that you have no control of. You do, in the sense what you put in your body, you'll crave the better things, but you don't have control of what consciously of what your cravings will be.
Yeah. But it's just so interesting to see how, when you start to make these little changes, it really can make a big difference. And I think it's important for people to realize, like, I even had, you know, this IG account I was looking at the other day, and she's like all about IBS and how that is such a thing in our culture. And it's just kind of like, well, you just need this IBS drug because you have this now. And so that's, you just have to take this thing to try to manage it. And it's like, well, no, like so many of these things, we can heal our bodies. Even if you've done terrible things to your body for a really long time, it's not hopeless. You can't, there are positive changes that you can make in pretty simple ways to actually help yourself to heal.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And drugs are never the answer. And it's unfortunate. Drugs are just a band-aid. It's not actually fixing the problem. And I think people need to, you know, do their own research on holistic healing, whatever their journey is. Because it really is just a band-aid and masking.
Yeah. And there's so many things that we can be doing to really help ourselves and give ourselves that leg up. So you decided to go into this broth business. You have done all the research and development, and you've created this awesome product. Now, how did you start getting it out there? Like, being like, hey, model friends, here's some broth.
Well, yeah, I definitely did that for sure. You know, all my acting and modeling connections, hey, model friends, here's broth, for sure was a big one. And you know, I use my platform to reach out to people I wanted to work with. I use a big part of my acting background. So it was crazy to see what would work, what wouldn't. I would also, and I still do, I set up tastings, either at a popular workout or a spa or stuff like that, or at a retail account we've gotten, which is, once again, the cold reach out, my passion behind it. And if you start a company, you have to be really passionate about it, because I'm an actress. Okay. And like you think I would be prepared to, I never thought about the reality of every single day. Like I'm discussing bone broth, and I'm giving, whether it's investors, you know, podcasters, customers, retail accounts, you know, people are like, what do? I'm giving this spiel day in and day out. And so you really have to be passionate about something. You don't realize how often, that's not a thought that comes to your mind when you're like, I'm going to create a company. So make sure you're passionate about it. And that's also how I got traction, by telling everyone and their mothers about it. The retail accounts we talked our ways into have given us great exposure. We have social media. How lucky are we? This device where you could spread the word, where you could create your own engagement, where you can make meaningful posts. You know, to me, the power, even creating the company and talking about it, gave you pieces that were missing. And talking about it gives you a base of like-minded, passionate people, because when you're passionate about something, it reads through.
Yeah. Okay, ladies, let's talk hormones for a minute. We all deal with them. They're all changing all the time. They just really like to give us a run for our money. And it can be really hard to figure out how to deal with them, how to manage them, how to keep things level so we don't feel like crazy people as we move through PMS and then premenopause and menopause and all of the things. Well, I am here to tell you that there is a company that is created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within our bodies, because every woman deserves relief without compromise, and that company is Bonafide. Their mission is to provide women with naturally powerful remedies to safely treat the natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives, from PMS to menopause and everything else along the way. So whether you are dealing with vaginal dryness or night sweats or hot flashes or anything else that could be going on with all your lady parts, Bonafide has an answer for you. What I love about Bonafide is that they are non-prescription solutions that are also free of hormones. They treat women's health issues using ingredients from nature as often as they can to maximize effectiveness and relief. And the ingredients in every Bonafide product are the result of thorough research, development, and clinical trials, resulting in every product being scientifically validated. Safety is their top priority. All products are made with safe yet powerful ingredients, completely free from hormones, which I absolutely love, and without all the alarming side effects. These products are so good that they've been recommended by over 8,300 doctors, and Bonafide has helped over 333,000 women to feel better. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com and use the promo code LIVEWELL. That's hello, BONAFIDE.com, and the code LIVEWELL, that's LIVEWELL, for 20% off at checkout. For the best prices and free shipping, go directly to the hellobonafide.com website. This is their best offer anywhere, so check it out and use the promo code LIVEWELL. You can also click the link in our show notes. No, it's absolutely true. And like you said, you're an actress. I'm a voice actor. That's also what I do. And I grew up doing theater and some film work and stuff like that. But there's a difference between when you're acting a part and when you have to be you selling something. You know, it's a very different ball game. And it's like, this is me presenting this.
Absolutely. It's a totally different ball game. So you definitely for sure need to be very, very passionate about it.
Yeah. And well-versed and like, and know what you're talking about, because especially when it's something that is more on the fringes and people might not get it. They're just like, what, why do you want me to drink this? Like, you've really got to have the goods to know, well, this is why it's so beneficial. Like, let me talk you through it.
No, it's so true. It's, there's a huge, learning curve and educational process, not just on bone broth itself, right?
Yeah.
And the benefits, but then in the format we're in, right? Concentrated format. People are like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be able to explain it all. Well, I think you're doing a very good job. So I'm so curious for you, you've become this entrepreneur and you've done all this. What does a typical day look like for you?
No day is the same, which is great, because I'm that kind of person, hence my acting career. I'm not. So, you know, it's a little crazy, because in the startup culture, you definitely learn pretty quick your strengths and weaknesses. I realized, like, I love the logistics side. Mm-hmm. I love the logistics and product development. I just really thrive off of that. And funny enough, the marketing side to me, I'm just like,
which is what you went to school for, right?
Yes. Which is so funny.
Yeah.
And I realized that's like the part I'm not great at. Like, I'm good at being scrappy. I'm a Jersey girl. So I'm good at being like scrappy with my marketing, but marketing 101, it's just not for me. And yes, I went to school for it. Okay.
That's hilarious.
So all the days are different. Whether I'm going somewhere for work to nurture a retail account, I'm always dealing with customers, whether I'm doing product development, or if I'm doing the marketing and just the running of the business, following up with our supply chain, innovating with products, no days are the same. But And it's cool too, because I could work from anywhere as long as I have my laptop, but you know, I need to be stationary at some points for deliveries of stuff, for product development, boxes, what have you. We just designed a really cool new box. I'm excited to see tomorrow.
Fun.
So all the days are different, but what I try to keep consistent is me, you know, taking my dogs out on a walk every morning to get coffee, taking a bath when I can. I like that. Yep,
me too.
There you go.
Yeah, big and part of my nighttime routine. Gotta fit that in there.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And trying to fit in a workout, because to me it goes tandem with mental health and making you feel motivated and set your day off right.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite kinds of workouts? Like what is that morning routine look like for you?
So I love Barry's Bootcamp. I really like a HIIT class, because I get so distracted and so bored so easily, which is probably great. I'm in this career.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like a good bar class. I like Pilates on the reformer machine. What else do I like? And then I like to do like outdoor stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Are there any other like crunchy health wellness things that you think like, oh, I do this thing, but probably not everyone is familiar, or that's not like as mainstream as what a lot of people would be familiar with?
I'm a big fan of I'll try anything once.
I'm
trying to, I'm actually going through like a big health journey myself, which is ironic. So right now I'm doing like a bunch of holistic testing. Yeah. Testing. testing with Dr. Will Cole's team. So I'm really excited about this, because I'm committed to getting off my medications for hypothyroid.
Oh, yeah.
Which is ironic that bone broth is one of the few snacks I can have.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the answer is I'm not on anything crunchy right now, but I have a feeling after these tests come back and I'm committed to doing a lifestyle overhaul, I'm sure that there will be a bunch of crunchiness integrated.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Like getting down to the core roots of all those issues and doing that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So what is just some little way that you live well anyway in the midst of life's chaos?
Oh, I got to hand the shout out to my dogs. Like,
yeah,
those things, I'm staring at them right now. They make me so happy. They are a constant source of happiness. And I feel so lucky to be their mom.
Oh, what kind of dogs do you have?
Two Morkies, Maltese Yorkshire Terriers named Poppy and Paco.
Oh, cute. That's fun.
And gosh, they don't let me get away with anything. Okay. They know their rights as my dogs, being my dogs for 9 and 10 years. So they keep me in line. And like I said, I like to take baths, and I go in and out of painting. I'm taking it up again. So I like,
I've been doing that lately too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you paint?
I just started taking an online class that is, oh, now my brain's fried. I need more broth. Yeah. It's like an abstract art journaling class. And so, you know, I think I tend to like always feel like I need to produce something, or, you know, like, oh, if I'm going to paint something, it needs to go on the wall. But this has just made it like, no, this is just for me. This is like my own little like art therapy practice, to just be something that I can do for myself. And so it's been really fun to just, you know, go with the abstractness of it. So it doesn't have to be perfect. And if I don't like it, I can just paint over it. And it's been really fun.
That's really nice. I love that. That's amazing.
What kind of painting do you do?
Well, so I had COVID 2 years ago, and it's when I started taking up painting again. So I had 14 days of doing absolutely nothing. So
yeah.
I always wanted to do this for 3 years. It's like a big Lego man that I paint on canvas. I sketch it out, then I color it in with acrylic paint. And then I use like real items, like real zippers or Swarovski crystals, and I glue it on there. So a bucket list item of mine that I'm going to complete this summer, hold me to it. I'm going to make 11 more to have a series of 12. And then I'm going to have an art show with wine and cheese.
That's awesome.
And bone broth.
Yes, of course. We have to have bone broth there. That is so fun. Well, that is very exciting. Something totally out of the box and different.
I'm so excited. I'm just geeking out on it. It's my whole side nirvana right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's fun to have kind of like all those different parts of your life. You know, you've got this thing that is also, you know, obviously kind of like scientific and health focused, and then to just have something that is totally other than that, I think is so healthy for us.
Totally. I couldn't agree more. And I'm someone who's very, very, very split brained. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to get a creative release.
Yeah. In addition to all the other stuff. That's awesome.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Are you ready for my stock questions?
Please, let's do it.
All right. Candles or essential oil diffuser?
Candles.
All right. Cloth napkins or paper?
Cloth. I worked in a restaurant for 6 years growing up. I'm very big on fancy napkin folds at the dinner table.
Oh, that's so fun. Well, it definitely takes it to a new level when you know how to fold them.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. City or country?
Country.
All right. Paper or digital?
Paper.
All right. Shopping. Would you rather do it online or in the store?
These days online. It's just yeah. Easier.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. If you are making dinner and you need a mental break, do you listen to a podcast or music?
Making dinner is my mental break, I swear. Oh. But I like to listen to music.
And what kind of music would you listen to?
Oh man, people think I'm completely crazy when they hear my music because I have no playlist and it hops around from country to rap to top 40 to then Elton John. So I listen to it all.
That's fun. Okay. Chocolate, milk or dark?
Ooh, dark.
Okay. Sports or no sports?
Sports. I think it's a positive activity.
All right. Live broadcasting. Would you rather broadcast or watch?
I'd rather broadcast.
Yeah. I figured with that acting in there, that's probably where you'd go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie. This is also another irony, considering I was an actress for so long. I never watched TV.
Oh.
But my favorite movie. I love a good chick flick. You know, I like 13 going on 30, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Those are fun ones. Good rom-com. You can never go wrong with a good rom-com.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And now if you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum where 0 is totally not crunchy and natural and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where are you on the spectrum?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay. People also give me crap because I never shave my legs, not because I'm crunchy. I'm just lazy. So for that, I give myself a 5.
All right. That sounds good. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Melissa. I can't wait for people to try out your broth. You've got so many different kinds, and I have tried both the beef and the chicken, really like them. And it seems like you're just continuing to constantly innovate with it, which is awesome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I had so much fun being on here, and you know, I'm very impressed with your knowledge as well. And your crunchiness.
Yes.
So it was a real pleasure.
Yeah, it was fun to have you on. Good luck with all your fun new innovations.
Thank you. And good luck with your abstract painting. Yeah,
thank you. And your art show. We can't wait to hear more about that.
I know.
All right. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
All right, ladies, that is it for this week's episode. As always, you'll be able to find the links to all of these things in our show notes, which you can find by just swiping up in whatever app you are listening to this on, or going to mackenziekappa.com and clicking on podcast. So we will have links to all of Melissa's products and all of that kind of thing and anything else that we talked about today. Also, be sure that you are connecting with me over on Instagram @mackenziekappa. I love to hear from you ladies over there. I'm really trying to show show up more in stories and get things rolling in the month of April, making sure we're staying on top of all the content and everything, which I've not done so great with in the past, but I am really trying to make sure everybody knows what is even happening in all of the different avenues that we are putting out content. So if you want to make sure to stay on top of all of that, be sure you are following me over on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa. And hey, drop me a line. I love when you guys start conversations, when you let me know what you're liking about the podcast, what you would like to see more of, what things really interest you. That is super fun and helpful for me to be able to hear as we steer the podcast forward. So hop over and find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa and let's get to know each other. All right, that's it for this week's show. We will be back next week with another really fun episode with Shauna Nyquist, which I can't wait for you guys to hear because I love her new book. Until then, go be bold and gracious.